Not only are we going to New Hampshire, Tom Harkin, we're going to South Carolina and Oklahoma.
It takes millions of dollars to stand for president and millions of calories of effort and willpower and stamina and dogged determination. And yet, how easily, how quickly it can all be undone.
And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House! Yeah!
That was the former Democratic frontrunner Howard Dean, self-combusting after losing the Iowa caucuses. Dr. Dean lives by the internet and was quickly dying by it, with bootleg reversioned screams doing the rounds of the World Wide Web.
In Oregon, in Washington, in Michigan, in Michigan, in Michigan.
On the more conventional media, it was a similar story. The evening comedy shows could not get enough.
And God forbid I should be the last one to criticize, but I think maybe Howard Dean has a bit of a problem. Because earlier today, during a debate in New Hampshire, he bit off Joe Lieberman's ear.
Did you see Dean's crazy speech the other night? Yelling and screaming. I realize why his wife won't campaign with him now.
Was the scream really damaging to Dean? Almost certainly, yes. Democratic consultant Harvey Englander says Americans expect their presidential candidates to be calm.
Do you want the person whose finger is on the button to be going off in tirades? And he's got to show that he will not go off in tirades, that he's a controlled, cool character.
So can Dr. Dean rescue the situation? When Bill Clinton was faced with the Jennifer Flowers allegations of extramarital affairs at a similar stage in his candidacy in 1992, he fought back with a famous joint Hillary and Bill TV interview.
You're looking at two people who love each other. This is not an arrangement or an understanding. This is a marriage.
You know, I'm not sitting here as some little woman standing by my man like Tammy Wynette. I'm sitting here because I love him and I respect him. And you know, if that's not enough for people, then heck, don't vote for him.
Now, Howard and Judy Dean have problems, albeit of a different nature, but they've taken the same action to combat them. A joint TV interview to set the record straight.
Look, I am not a perfect person. Believe me, I have all kinds of warts. I wear cheap suits sometimes. I say things that I probably ought not to say, but I lead with my heart. And that's what I was doing right there, is leading with my heart.
I thought it looked kind of silly. but I thought it looked okay.
Can it work? Possibly, but the omens this time are not good. The doctor and his wife do not have oodles of charm to fall back on. The scream might well follow Dr. Dean to his political grave.